This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, can you hear me, Abdelmonem? Okay, great. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you very much. Actually, I was waiting for Inam. I was just talking to him and he was not able to connect to internet. That's why he is not here. Actually, he have finished his work and he actually shared with the community in the Afghanistan, which are speaking slightly different Pashto than in Pakistan. And I requested all of them to attend this call, but most of them from the Afghanistan community were traveling. That's why they are not here. And Inam is also facing internet connection. So actually he was supposed to brief the group regarding his progress in the Pashto language spoken in Pakistan, in different parts of Pakistan and in Afghanistan. So meanwhile, I would request Fatma to introduce her, and then she can speak briefly on the progress of Persian language. And let me brief that initially the work was done by Farzane, and then it was shared with Inam and other linguists, and then Fatme, after the Abu Dhabi meeting, joined the group, and she finished the rest of the work. So I would request Fatme to please introduce herself and her work. Thank you very much.
Hello? Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Hi, Inam, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. I'm Inam from Pakistan.
Great, thank you. Thank you, good. Thanks. This is Magali.
Thank you, Magali. And thank you very much, Inam, for calling remotely. We were actually waiting for you. And meanwhile, I requested Fatima to introduce herself and you joined. So I would request you to please introduce your work for the Pashto language and the concerns raised by community member from Afghanistan. Please go ahead.
Okay. Sorry for joining you quite late and due to technical problems. May I know to how many people are there in the meeting?
Actually, we have five people in the meeting, and Fatima, who is representing Persian community, is also facing the same problem. And Megali is also connecting her remotely.
Okay, okay. Unfortunately, I have not seen my email. What is the agenda item?
The agenda item is, actually we have two agenda items. First one is the Pashto language, which you supposed to present as per our discussion. And then Fatima will present. She is actually facing the same connectivity. So she is not connected. And if you have active, finalize your connectivity issues, you can your progress, whatever you have done for the Pashto language, for the L2, and including your variant and Afghanistan community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Actually, this mobile phone connection is not very good. But still, I will try my best to convey my my report before the available members of TFAIDN. As we have communicated through email and through phone, it is quite delayed, but at last we can say it is final. LGR for Pashto is almost final because it is it has been reviewed thoroughly by Qudratullah Hivadpal and Syed Marjan Zazi, who are from Afghanistan, and they gave their very timely and correct input, and they added another variant, Arabic numeral 6, and they told that the same Arabic set is also used alternatively in Afghanistan. So I accepted it, and I have incorporated in the main master document. So tomorrow or the next week, we will present it to the larger group of TFIAIDN, and I will request all of them to give their input before we should present it for public comments. Do you have any specific questions?
Thank you very much, Inam. I really appreciate your efforts to communicate because you are facing difficulties in connecting with the group. And would you please communicate what type of concern by the person from Afghanistan regarding variants?
You know that in Arabic numerals, Arabic script, in Arabic script there are two sets of numerals. Both are quite identical to each other. I was unaware of these two sets. Actually, it should have been mentioned and incorporated in the main document that these two Arabic Indic numerals are identical, or we can say that these are variants of each other. So previously there was only one set of Arabic Indic numerals, and now the second set of Arabic Indic numerals is also incorporated with the main document. So I think that it is a major input they have made. Our brother Qudratullah Hidayatpal and Sheikh Marjan Zazi, and I will incorporate it into the main document. Now, one thing I feel that it should have been worked upon thoroughly, but it is possible when all the members are face to face. And the issue of variants and the variant sets are to be discussed thoroughly. Now, to the best of what we can, we have made the variant sets of Pashto script. Arabic script of Pashto language. But still, there is room for improvement as far as the variants are concerned.
Okay, thank you very much. Meanwhile, we have received a question from Abdul Munim. He is saying that what about number? Is it the same as LGR1?
I did not fully understand the question.
He is saying what about number? Is it the same as LGR? Actually, I would answer for this. Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. You know that there are two identical numeral sets, Arabic Indic numerals. For example, let me check. Just wait. For example, 06F0. 06F0 is used for Arabic Indic numerals 0, right? Similarly, 06F1 is used for, this is the code point for 1, numeral 1. Similarly, another 0 and 1 in Arabic variants are 0030 and 0031. These are used both for 0 and 1 respectively. This is just an example that we have two sets for Arabic Indic numerals and used in Arabic script.
Okay, thank you very much. Abdul Munim, your concern has solved. Or you still have question? Thank you very much. His concern is solved. Fatma, can you hear us?
Yes, I am coming. Yeah, I can see now. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thank you very much for connecting on a short notice. You are very busy and still you spared time for this group. Thank you very much. Please go ahead, brief yourself and the question mark. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, my name is Fatima. I'm from Iran. Yeah, my native language is Persian, but yeah, I have my PhD in English language and literature, and I've been teaching and just writing books in English for several years. So I just helped Farzana and others to just finalize this file, and we had a talk before with Farzana, and then I just did some other changes before we start this meeting call. So if there anything just I can explain more, please ask. Hello? Yeah, I'm just waiting. If there is any question I can explain, I can answer.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Anyone has any question with Fatma? Please go ahead.
I want to know whether she worked on Persian language.
Yeah, actually, sorry, before your... let me introduce Inam. Actually, I was explaining before you joined the call. Actually, for Persian language, Farzana was working with you, and she has done most of the work, and then Dr. Sarmad actually introduced Fatima to this group, and the same question she raised for you, actually she sorted out all those issues and finalized that document, and then the document was then reviewed by Farzana, and she was quite comfortable with that. And basically the Persian language work has been done initially by Farzana and then finalized by Fatima, and she is a PhD, and she is teaching English, and she also representing the Persian community.
Yeah,
that is
okay.
Very fine, and
I'm very interested in language and linguistics.
So nice.
Yeah, and I have published books, yeah, in both languages. Yeah.
It is so nice to hear her. May I ask a question regarding the same as Abdul Munim asked me?
Sure. Any questions related to the text? Yeah, I'm ready to answer.
Fatima, are you aware that there are two identical sets of Arabic Indic numerals?
The voice is not clear. Just I cannot hear what you said.
Inam, actually, both of you are facing the similar problem. You are connected on phone and voice is not very much clear.
Yeah, I hear you, Ahmed, but I didn't hear his question.
Okay, that's fine. Then I suggest that we will communicate through email, right?
Now your voice is clear, but the previous, I don't know, what did you ask? I didn't hear anything at all. Previous one.
So, please repeat your question.
We can just contact.
Okay.
Email I'm available. Yeah, if any question you can ask. Yeah, it's
okay.
On and off, but now it's clear.
Okay. My question was, are you aware that there are two identical Arabic Indic numerals from 0 to 9, and these are quite confusing and misleading. If these are variants in Pashto, there should be variants in Persian also. I will share these numerals with you, and you should check them if these are identical or these are variants, and these two variants. So you should include them into the LGR for Persian as well.
Okay, about the numbers from 1 to 10, yeah?
0 to 9.
0 to 9, yeah.
0 to 9.
Okay.
Okay, I will communicate with you through email. And we are normally sharing the same problems across the languages, whether it is Persian or it is Pashto. Normally our problems are the same. So I will share this with you.
Sure. Yeah, sure, no problem. But you know that through the centuries, all the languages affect each other. We just borrow words and numbers from each other, from different languages, influencing different languages, getting effects from languages. So, yeah, there are so many similarities there.
Mm-hmm. Now can you call your LGR as final, and how much it is ready for presentation to the public comment?
Yeah, as far as I've read it and just a number of times reread, yeah, I think it's finalized. And the last one that I sent, I forwarded today to the emails that were there. I think it's finalized. I sent an email to Farzana also because she's on trip, just for her also to have a look at that.
Actually, let me answer, please. Both of them, Farzana and Fatme, have actually finalized this, and we have circulated to the TFIDN for their comments. And no comments have yet been made, but I have received a request to extend the date. So I will share the email that we are extending our date for further 10 days because some of the people were traveling and they want to respond back. And the response from RISE is also very important, who has worked on several issues, especially on variants. So I have requested, and he is also traveling, and he has promised to give his feedback when he will return from other city to his home city. So we are expecting that we will get the response by the end of this month, and after that it will be final for the public comment. At the same time, we are waiting response from the Afghanistan community who are speaking Pashto on Inam's work, so that they come on the same page, and then we can circulate to the TFIDN. So after that, our both work for the LGR2 will be finalized.
Okay, great.
So And I have received another question from Abdul Munim. Actually, he is concerned about the numerals. That his question is that do you consider the reachability issues of character like cough? So yes, Abdul Munim, we will resolve all these issues for cough and all of the variant for every language separately, as we decided in the Marrakesh meeting. And then he has some concern. A concern about actually I am missing. What is the what about number is it the same as LGR1? So there is a difference between LGR1 and LGR2, Abdul Munim. Actually, while we were working for LGR1, which is the most left right part of the domain name, and at that time we were working for all the languages together, but during the Marrakesh meeting we decided to work for the LGR2 separately. So it was not the issue raised by any of the group members within the TFIDN, and it was circulated to the whole ICANN community, and we did not receive any negative feedback, and that's why it was approved. And during LGR2, because we are looking each and every language separately, that's why these concerns are being raised by different communities. And we can expect similar questions from other language communities from Africa and some countries. So, I was looking at the work for, from Afghanistan and Pakistan, which was mainly done by Inam. There is a symbol for character 4. So, in Urdu, it is represented differently, it is represented in Persian differently, and totally different in Arabic. So we need to actually discuss with all of the group members how to sort out these type of issues. So we will definitely, we need to discuss.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
The feedback from the all of the communities to address these concerns to save us from phishing and other security attacks.
Okay.
Hope it has sorted out your concern.
Yes, thank you for the information. It's things like that. It's very interesting.
You are welcome. Abdul Munim, have you have any other concerns? Please let me know. And any other group member has them?
Ahmed, I just on email, I'm available because I'm teaching English and also I'm into Persian language. So if any questions or any comments, yeah, we can just through emails also discuss.
Thank you very much for your gesture. Actually, we need the help of all of the community, especially from the linguists, to sort out this type of concern. To have you by Inam, we will discuss and we will circulate to the larger group in TFIDN, and after finalization in TFIDN, we will send to whole ICANN community where people from different countries are representing and they can have some concern. So definitely we need your help to finalize all of these languages.
Okay. Sure. And thank you very much, Ahmed. If anything else, just, I'm ready to answer or discuss. Otherwise, I'll leave.
Thank you very much. Actually, we don't have any further agenda. We had two agenda points. And if anyone has any question, so please let me know. Otherwise, we will close the call.
What about the next face-to-face meeting, Mr. Ahmed?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm still on the call, but seems somehow lost. I'm back again now.
Okay. I'm back, I think.
Sorry, actually, I lost my connection, so thank you very much for joining. We will read that after 15 days.
Everything.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all.
Bye.
Have a nice time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.